If you are happy here and now, so you will always be. If you are happy here and now, so you will always be. Happiness is not something you had or something you would like to have. Happiness is something that you are here and now. If you live in a happy frame of mind here and now, if you live in a happy state of consciousness here and now, you'll always live in a happy state of consciousness, because that's all you'll know. That's all you'll experience. That's all you'll be. That's all that will make any difference to you in your life. If you live in happiness now, how do you live in happiness now? How do you live in a happy state of consciousness now? That's something we'd all like to be aware of. That's something we'd all like to experience, that we'd all like to know. How can I be happy when around me there are problems? How can I be happy when around me there are circumstances that shake me up? How can I be happy? Well, you're happy by being blind to anything that is not the truth about you. The truth about you is that you are beautiful, you are good, you are wonderful. You are divinely created. You are divinely brought forth into this world as the ideal being. Now, to be the ideal being doesn't mean we are aspiring to something. It means that is which we really are right now and always will be. The divine being that we always are and always will be right now. It's not something that will come upon us later. It's not something that will take place in our world at some happy time or at some blessed time. It is right now. The children have a song they like to sing. Count your blessings one by one. Count your blessings one by one. Count your blessings until they're done. Count your blessings, oh, one by one. Count your blessings, and they are done. As we count our blessings, as we reiterate our blessings to ourselves again and again and again, we are reminding ourselves that we do live in a blessed here and a happy here and a wonderful here and now, that we are living in that glorious state of being right now. If we ever allow ourselves to feel sorry for ourselves, and that's what we do. When we are unhappy, we are feeling sorry for ourselves. Nobody likes another person who feels sorry for themselves. Nobody likes anybody in the world who feels sorry for themselves, because that's not our reality. That's not the truth about us. That's not the glory of us. That you have life in you is one of the most monumental things that you could ever appreciate in your life. You are alive. You are alive. You are breathing in the air. You are feeling the sunshine. This morning, I went out bright and early. It was still 5 o'clock in the morning. And I went outside, and the sky was illumined. Sun was behind the mountain, but it was illuminating the sky, so lovely. And Rex had to go do his, Rex, my Ruby, my new wonderful dog, had to go do her duty. And so I let her out the door. She had her doggy door she could have gone through, but she always likes it when I do something special for her. And so I let her out the door, and she went out there and immediately did her duty. And I immediately went out there with the little broom and shovel and put it away. I was happy to be alive. I didn't feel that was a dirty job. I didn't feel that Ruby went out there and messed up the yard and I had to clean it up. I was just so happy. Everything about her functions beautifully. I was so happy that Ruby was so happy. And she came up to me and she smiled. Yes, she smiled. And she wagged her tail and she says, "This is a wonderful world, a wonderful day. How soon are we going for our walk, Dad?" And I said, "In just a few minutes." And so I was happy. She was happy. All the world was happy. We're happy over the little things. We're happy over the big things. We're happy every time we look at life and say, it is a good life. Now, everybody, if they want to, can look at the world and find fault with it. Of course, you had to put it there to find it first. If you hadn't put the fault there, you could have never found it. If you hadn't put the fault in your experience and in your life, you would have never found it. And that's true. That's true. If I did not put the unhappiness in my life, I could not find the unhappiness in my life. So, it's up to me to go around putting happiness in my life, putting joy in my life, putting peace in my life, putting wisdom and magnificence in my life. Everything about my life is just wonderful, fantastic, glorious. Everything about my life is magnificent to the nth degree. Yes. If you are happy here and now, so you will always be. I am happy here and now, and so I will always be. I will always be happy because that's my nature. That's who I am. Oh, there's lots of people who come up to me and want to cause me to be unhappy. They say, oh, this is bad in my life. This is bad. Why are you doing this to me? Why are you doing that to me? Why are you making me feel unhappy? Why are you taking away my joy in living? Why are you liking somebody else and not liking me? Or why are you liking me and not somebody else? Why not? Why don't you like everybody? Why don't you appreciate everybody? Why don't you think everybody is just fantastic? Well, as our mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and family for all of our eternity have always said to us, you are known by the people you associate with. You are known by the people you associate with. If you associate with happy people, you're going to be happy. If you associate with unhappy people, you're going to be unhappy. If you associate with a person who is a sapper in your life, who comes into your life and says, oh, woe is me, oh, woe is me, life is just not so happy. I've got all the troubles in the world, and nobody appreciates all how much trouble I've got and what worries I have. And if you allow them in your world, you created them, of course, but if you allow them in your world, that's going to be your experience. If you allow people in your world to say the world is not glorious and good and happy, yeah, that's you're going to be your experience, and that's for you alone. Nobody else knows it. Everybody else is going about their own happy business, their own happy life, their own joyous experiences, and thinking that the world is just supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and it is. Why is it the Mary Poppins show is so popular? Why is it that that silly, goofy, nutty show that is totally impossible, improbable, is what everybody loves so much? They love it because it is so wonderful. It is looking at the happy side. Even when the sad side came along, it turned out to be the happy side. No matter what happened, it turned out to be the happy side. And that's the way life is. It's always turning out to be the happy side because that's the only side I am aware of. That's the only side you are aware of. And if you want to be aware of any other side, that's your privilege. That's your choice. And what are you going to do about it? That's your business. Now, what do you want to do about it? How do you want it to be in your world? How do you want your life to be? Do you want your life to be a glorious life? If you are happy here and now, so you will always be. Well, I am happy here and now, and so I will always be. I am filled with love and joy and peace and harmony here and now, and so I will always be. I am looking at everyone in the world and seeing them fulfilled and seeing them enjoying every bit of life. And if they don't enjoy a bit of it, I don't know that. If they have a sad attitude, I don't know that. If they are unhappy with themselves or anybody else, I don't know that. All I know is I like me. All I know is I live in a happy world and a happy life and a happy experience, and it's by choice. And if I have any sad sacks around me, if I have any sappers around me, I just let them go. And sometimes I tell other people, the reason that that person is doing that is they're just unhappy with themselves. So you be happy with them and for them, and watch them change their life. But if you will crawl into a sad bed with a sad person, you're going to be a sad sack. And if you climb into bed with the happiness of life, join all the Lord glorious people. Lift up your heart and sing hallelujah, hallelujah. What a wonderful world. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way. Yes. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way. If you're happy, here and now, so you will always be. That's the truth. I love you. I love you. I love you.